Good morning, fellow Federationists. It has been another wonderful year for the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. We have continued with our programs for children, teenagers, and college students. And just like in years gone by, these programs have been done largely with volunteers, starting with our board members, First Vice President Debbie Stein, Second Vice President Leslie Hamrick, Secretary Glenn Moore, Treasurer, National Scholarship Chair, NFB Director of Outreach, and whatever we need her to be to this affiliate, Patty Chang, and our general board members, David Meyer, Bill Reef, Brian Sumner, Debbie Pittman, Adrian Faulkner, and Mary Lou Grunewald. As president of this affiliate, I don't take your support, time, and talent lightly. And all of us should thank our board members for their dedication to this affiliate. We should also thank the chairs and co-chairs of our various committees and all of our members who volunteer in our various programs. In July of this year, many of us attended the 76th annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind. For the first time, we were able to take all four state scholarship winners with us to convention. The 2015 scholarship winners included Jalea Anderson, who you heard from last night at banquet. Also in attendance were students Tori Clark, Zachary Dreiser, Emma Meyer, Javon Baker, and Amy Bosco. We hope that the scholarship class of 2016 will join us in Orlando next July for our 77th annual convention. We also thank our generous donors who are listed in our agenda. Without their generosity, we would not be able to have the Bell Academies, Freedom Link, Land of Lincoln, Land of Lakes Braille Readers are leaders, to Spring Seminar, to send people to Washington Seminar, and give away four state scholarships. For the third year in a row, we have had two Braille Enrichment Literacy and Learning Academies in Chicago and Springfield. Between the two sessions, we were able to bring exposure to Braille and other blindness techniques to 13 children ranging in age 5 to 11. Once again, our Bell Academies were excellently taught by lead TVI Amy Lund and Samantha Ball. Samantha actually came back from Texas to help Amy with the academies. Illinois has been very fortunate to have two such qualified and giving teachers over these past few years. And our board has voted to have the Bell Academies in 2017. In Illinois, we just look for ways to promote the use of Braille. Last year, we expanded our Illinois Braille Readers Are Leaders contest for grades K through 12 to other states. The NFB of Minnesota joined Illinois in this contest for the reading period December 1st, 2015 to January 18th, 2016. We referred to the contest as LOL squared, which stands for Land of Lincoln, Land of Lakes. We had 21 participants. Everyone received a prize just for participating, but the first, second, and third prizes place winners received prizes in their individual age categories. The first prize winner in the kindergarten through first grade was actually from Minnesota. We have expanded the contest even more this year. Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and Minnesota will join Illinois for Braille Readers Are Leaders, and the contest will be called the Great Lakes Braille Readers Are Leaders. You can go to our website at nfbofillinois.org to learn more about the contest. We also continued on with our transitions program we call Freedom Link. On the fourth Saturday of every month, dedicated blind mentors met with seven junior high and high school age kids to travel independently around Chicago. Two of our Freedom Linkers traveled with mentors to Blind Inc. in Minnesota. Our mentors serve as role models to the kids, giving them guidance on using blindness techniques and helping them to build confidence in their blindness skills and personally. Our scholarship committee had a very busy year. It was a very competitive state scholarship class, and our committee had the difficult task of considering and weighing 24 applications to come up with the four people you have seen at convention this weekend. I just want to say congratulations to Ashley Eisenmenger, Adnana Zarek, Gabriel Stanforth, and our top scholarship winner, Aziz Zayedi. I also want to congratulate our alternate scholarship candidate, Sarah Wilkinson, who received a convention scholarship. We in NFBI wish you all the best. We welcome you to our affiliate and look forward to your participation and getting to know you. We expanded our student internship program to rotate year around so long as money is available. We will continue to seek qualified students who want to pursue an internship in a career or trade field. On April 15th and 16th, we held our annual spring seminar. The 15th was the teacher component. It was the fifth seminar for teachers. 14 teachers earned continuing education credits. On April 16th, we held the parent and student components of the seminar. our guests presented on both days. We were fortunate to have Carlton Walker, Director of Braille Instruction at the Jernigan Institute, as our keynote speaker. Jennifer Dunham, Director of Braille Transcription, talked about transitioning to Unified English Braille. And Yarina Liston, a yoga instructor, showed us how to participate in yoga using verbal instruction. Let's see, as I said before, the students had their seminar on Saturday. Emma Meyer will tell you more about that. The highlight of the two-day seminar was a panel presentation on activities outside the classroom presented by Jalea Anderson, Javon Baker, Emma Meyer, and Victoria Clark. We plan to have a student seminar in April of 2017. As Federationists, one of the things that we must do is advocate, whether it's for blind people collectively or individually. In January of 2016, we engage in legislative advocacy by sending six people from Illinois to participate in the NFB Washington seminar. We met with the Illinois legislative delegation and urged passage of the Space Available Bill, the Marrakesh Treaty, the Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment, the TIME Act, and the Accessible Instructional Material in Higher Education. Our legislative advocacy is ongoing, and once again, we will send members of our affiliate to Washington to participate in the 2017 seminar. Locally, we have an advocacy committee. Most of the time, we receive routine calls like, where is my nearest chapter? Or where can I get a white cane? But we have had several very involved and serious cases. We have had three cases involving proper services to school-age blind children. I want to congratulate Debbie Stein on her work in this area. In a recent case, she was able to support a family in making sure their child received proper and comprehensive blindness services in school. In another case, Debbie helped a family get their child out of services for autistic children and over to services for blind children, which was actually the correct service for that child. With the help of our national office, we were able to help a young man get the proper, reasonable accommodations for an in-state license test. We have an ongoing case of potential employment discrimination that we are monitoring. But the most consistent calls we have received are complaints about inadequate blindness training in Illinois by the Bureau of Blind Services. We have had three cases dealing with inadequate in-state services, specifically orientation and mobility, and a case in which the instructor has failed to provide the recommended service. We have had 3 cases involving applications to attend advanced out-of-state training at Blind Inc. in Minnesota. We in the Federation know that with proper training, and the emphasis is on proper training in blindness skills and opportunity, a blind person can do many of the same tasks as our sighted peers. Thus, we will continue to fight in our state for the right of blind people to receive not just blindness training, but training that will last a lifetime and will help them achieve their dreams. We want to make sure that blind people are prepared for the careers they want and are able to lead and live the lives they want. This is why we passed a resolution expressing our deep concern over blindness services in our state. As we were coming to our state convention, we learned once again just how critical it is to make sure that we get the right blindness skills training. In an effort to raise money, the Foundation Fighting Blindness embarked on a How I See It campaign using social media. The campaign had sighted people putting on blindfolds for about 30 to 60 seconds and performing everyday tasks like handling money, preparing breakfast, or taking care of a child. Of course, the sighted person could not perform these daily living tasks because they had not had the proper training in I alluded to. The idea was to get people to donate to the foundation based on fear of blindness. We in the National Federation of the Blind are not against fundraising for finding a cure for eye diseases that may cause blindness, but we must not permit any individual or foundation, no matter how laudable their cause or good their intentions, to spread fear and misconceptions about blind people and what we are capable of doing. So, our national president, Mark Riccobono, called on us to respond vigorously to this dangerous campaign by telling the whole truth about blindness. We did not donate to the Foundation Fighting Blindness's campaign, and we urge people we knew not to donate either. We did short videos of ourselves doing everyday tasks and uploaded them to social media with the hashtag How I See It and stated that we are proud members of the National Federation of the Blind. as a result of our collective efforts, the campaign has not raised nearly the money it sought, and we educated the public about blindness. We know we can live the lives we want. Blindness is not what holds us back. Last year, I said we would continue to use social media to promote the work of the affiliate. Robert Hansen, the co-chair of our social media committee, has been constantly posting materials to our Facebook page. And now our board has approved a shortened case statement, which we can post to our Facebook page and give people an opportunity to donate to our affiliate. As many of you know, Byron Lee, who has handled our website and audio needs, has moved to Minnesota to take another job. We thank Byron for his service to us for all these years, and we wish him well. And thank you, Byron, for coming back to handle our sound needs for our convention. We were able to find a very good webmaster to take over from Byron. His name is Brian Mackey from the NFB of New Jersey. And I knew you'd like that. I knew you'd like that, Joe. In the past month, Brian has been very active in uploading content and handling our website needs. We look forward to working with Brian. I am coming to the end of my first term as your president. I appreciate all of the hard work and support you have given me and the affiliate. And for 2016, this is how I see it. Thank you. I think I probably need a motion to. Yes, Steve. Second by Eileen. Is there any discussion or questions? All those in favor of adopting the president report for 2016, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it.